I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. One of Canada's largest festivals will not return again this year. The Taste of the Danforth was officially cancelled by the Greektown BIA, citing logistical issues and a short timeline that could not accommodate the festival scale. August 5th to 7th were the days proposed for the festival. Since 1994, the Taste of the Danforth has been situated in the city's East York community that boasts a significant Greek presence and a host of local businesses. More than 1 billion people attend the three-day festival annually, according to the BIA's website. Several of the issues that could not be resolved in time include working around the installed bike lanes and the Cafe Tio project. Cafe Tio was established in 2020 to allow restaurants to transform their front area and parts of the road into patios. This allowed more customers to dine in without having to sit inside. Earlier this month, BIA Executive Director Mary Fragadikas expressed that it would be best for the festival if the city dismantled the bike lanes and Cafe Tio patios to allow full use of the roads. However, the city, including Chief Communications Officer Brad Ross, said it is unimaginable to allow 9 days of disruption and deconstruction. In a written statement, the BIA writes that there was not enough time to adapt to the changing streetscape of the community, and that they are hoping to have a reimagined take of the festival in 2023. The Greektown BIA is also inviting residents to still come to the Danforth, despite the festival's cancellation. It writes that there are several localized events centered on food, music, and the people of the community that will be organized this summer instead. The statement also mentions that they hope that residents will come to the community to visit the local artworks through Toronto's Artworks Initiative. CGRU contacted the Greek BIA by email for comment about the festival's cancellation and what are some future plans this summer for the localized events, both for the restaurants and the other local businesses. The BIA wrote back that no one is available to speak at this time. Prior to the announcement of the cancellation, CGRU was also in contact with Mary Fragadikas 5 months ago about the festival's potential return, but no response was given at that time. The Taste of the Danforth has not occurred since 2019. Before the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. This is the second year that there was initial hope for the festival to commence before it was canceled again. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.